Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
So there you are, Tubby. Ah, you look like a bucket of lard on a bad day. You baby gorilla. Why don't you work a zoo and stop bothering people? Got a call yesterday from Baskin Robbins. They said that they're down to only 5 flavors. You're swelling up as I talk to you. Look at you. How's this? How's it doing? Hello, ice cream. Having a good time? Running around? What are you laughing at? Because I called your friend a fat pig, huh? You think that's funny?
Oh, no, I was just laughing earlier when you were talking to his belly.
Why don't you get a horse and live in the mountains someplace and don't bother anybody? Got a personality like a dead moth.
The greatest thing I can say to Governor Reagan or Regan, whatever they call... What do they call you, Governor? The greatest moment I remember in your career was when you said to Pat O'Brien, the Gipper is dying. And I got an uncle that thought it was a fish.
We got a problem.
What is it?
The little guy. He's half in a bag. And nobody told him he was 86 from the joint. So we all turned our heads and made out like we didn't know who he was. He's over at the 21 table with his nose wide open. He took the money out of his own kick, and his nose is open for about 10,000. Now he's really pissed.
Hey, Ham, look, I'm Picasso.
I don't get it.
You uncultured swine. What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
I used to love animals. I used to worry about animals, just animals. When I was like 20, are all the doggies okay everywhere? I certainly hope so. But I'm 49 and I got 2 kids now. You know what happens? Your circle of concern tightens. I have 4 nephews. I don't love any of them. Fuck a dog.
I'm not driven by avenging my dead family, Morty. That was fake. I'm driven by finding that McNugget sauce.
Nuggets.
I want that Mulan McNugget sauce, Morty. Mulan. That's my series arc, Morty.
Hell?
If it takes 9 seasons, I want my McNugget dipping sauce Szechuan sauce, Morty.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Yeah, I finally watched Rick and Morty.
Oh,
yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, finally.
That episode or just Rick and Morty in general?
Rick and Morty in general and that episode.
Oh, awesome. Of course you loved it.
Of course I did. Wow. Hi. This is Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Stephanie Swain.
Hello.
Ira's making his way down.
Fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira. Ira was originally going to fill in for Steph tonight, but Steph trooped in.
I did it.
You did it.
Steph, you almost got fucking Steph status.
Yeah, she almost did get fucking Steph status.
If you wouldn't have shown up tonight, we were going to dub you fucking Steph.
Well, look, man, the power of Zofram is all I can say.
The power of Christ compels you?
Yes. What's the power of Zofram?
It's an anti-nausea medication.
Oh, yuck. Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling better, yeah. Getting there, so we'll see. We'll see.
All right. We want you to feel better.
I'm glad. I'm just, you know, I couldn't stand to be away yet another week.
You know, people were clamoring for you.
I don't know what a clamor consists of, but it did seem like some people missed me.
People did miss you.
I missed them.
People were burning down the, people setting fire to the podcast. I don't know what they were doing.
Baloney. People are
fuck
very.
You, asshole.
What?
But I do want to say.
What?
Fuck you, asshole.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Oh, look, it's Ira.
Fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira. We started the show, Ira.
I'm 2 minutes late, I get it.
Yeah, you'd be here on time. You learn.
Did you bring your glasses and your shoes?
Fuck you, asshole.
That's why he was late. He's gathering his shoes and glasses.
I need my shoes and my glasses. Are you guys excited for today's show? It's episode 15, by the way, of season 2.
I am excited.
How'd episode 14 do?
Episode 4, I don't know yet. We'll check before we leave. Hang on.
Get to the chopper!
Oh, I'm so excited. We're going to be talking on 80 Labyrinth a little bit later about Arnold's best 80s movies. And I do include the two from 1990 because it's essentially still the 80s, right?
Well, they made them in the 80s.
Sure.
So I guess you could say that, right?
How you doing, Ira?
I'm doing pretty...
pretty good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, now I can hear me.
You can hear you. Turn your fucking thing up there.
I'm in the Steph seat.
Fucking
Hi, Steph.
Hey, man.
You took my seat,
I didn't mean to, dude. Yeah,
you snooze,
you swap
lose.
It out.
I took your seat.
No.
Right. So we played in the intro that you missed some clips of Don Rickles, who passed away when, last Thursday? Or was it Friday? I think it was overnight Thursday into Friday.
The 6th, yeah. Whatever day that
was. Out of all the people that passed away in 16,
yeah,
he upset me the most, even though it's 17 now.
Right.
Yeah, when I heard that, that was the first guy I was like, oh, God,
I know.
You're killing me.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Because I go to Atlantic City every year, you know, and every time we go, I go to Nancy. I'm like, all right, who's playing up there? You know, I always want to go see some big comedian like at the Borgata or one of those, you know, Atlantic City play. And he's always playing. You know, he used to play up there. And, of course, when we were there, he was never there. But I always thought I'd get to see him, but I didn't.
Yeah, well, I always wished I could see Rickles, too.
Yeah.
And he's always funny. Every time you see him, he's always funny. I really want to watch the show, this Dinner with Don that they did.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, they don't know if they're going to show it now.
Why? Why wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, why wouldn't they?
I guess because it's sad now that he's dead.
But it's not. They showed the clips from it, and I was laughing. The Sarah Silverman clips, the one with him and Amy Poehler was really funny. They should show it.
Ira, you could always go out and buy Hello Dummy. I have the CD somewhere.
Hello, Dummy.
Hello, Dummy. That's the name of an album he put out.
Dirty Work again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Especially his part. There you are, Tubby. You baby gorilla.
Artie was great on the season finale of Crashing, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to catch up on that show. There's a lot I got to catch up on. We're going to be talking about shows tonight, doing some recaps and stuff. But RIP Don Rickles. You know, if you go to YouTube.
90s a pretty good run, but
yeah, and he had his shit with him the whole time too, because he was still funny and sharp. And for some reason, he was friends with John Stamos. Well, I knew he was good friends with Bob Newhart, but he was friends with John Stamos, and that's how he ended up being on Howard. It was a good interview. You can find that on YouTube.
Yeah,
you can find pretty much anything.
Jimmy Kimmel posted a nice tribute to him too.
Yeah, well, and the Kimmel Show from Thursday night, was it Thursday night that he passed away?
Well, it was last week. So.
Anyway, Kimmel did a whole tribute to him, and he was bawling. He was losing it.
I bet.
You know?
I mean,
because they were good friends.
You go way, way, way back. I mean, I remember Don Rickles making me laugh, and I didn't know why he was making me laugh. I mean, the shit he was saying was funny, but you're a little kid, and you can see it in his face, and he's insulting people.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're like, this guy's funny as shit. So you had the Bob Hope. He was always on those specials. All those roasts with Dean Martin.
Dean Martin and Frank and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you had old Hollywood. And, well, I guess at that time they were still the kings of Hollywood. And then you had new Hollywood. You had, like, Michael Landon. They roasted him for some fucking reason.
Well, as the resident Jew on this show,
Don
Rickles was Jewish. But everybody thinks of Jewish humor and you think of Seinfeld first and you think of, you know, say Woody Allen or something. But Rickles had, there was another aspect of Jewish humor that Rickles had, and it was just kind of the ball breaking humor.
Yeah.
And my grandfather, my father's dad, Sam, had that exact Rickles.
Really?
Yeah, he was total Rickles. And that's he had cool. just those one liners. Every time you'd meet him or if I'd introduce a friend to him, just boom, 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 right out of the gate. And, it's perfect. I love that stuff.
I love a ball buster.
So most modern, I guess younger people would know him. Well, they wouldn't know his face, but they'd know him from Toy Story because he was the Potato Head, Mr. Potato Head. Then I looked back and I forget. Toy Story came out in 1995.
Right.
He was in all of them, though.
Yeah. Well, he won't be in the fourth one.
When did Casino come out?
Casino 91, I think.
So it was before Toy Story.
Or 92. Yeah, it was before Toy Story.
Because was that the first, major film that he had, like, kind of a dramatic acting role in?
I don't know. Without opening up IMDb, I don't know.
Yeah.
No clue. I'm sure he did a lot of TV and shit. He was a CPO Sharky, which was a funny show. You remember that?
No.
He was a CPO in the Navy, and, he was, he trained people and yelled at cadets and shit. It was on for a couple of years. I don't think it lasted very long.
CPO, yeah. I do not remember CPO Sharky.
Yeah, it was on Friday nights, I think. I don't remember what night it was on. I remember watching it for some reason. My grandparents liked to watch Don Rickles.
Was this during the McHale's Navy era?
No, this is the 70s. This was a color TV show. It wasn't McHale's Navy at all.
And you saw everything.
Huh?
You watched everything.
I watched more TV then than I do now, and I watch a lot of TV now. So let's see what else happened. So RIP Don Rickles. Anybody else want to share anything about Rickles? Did you ever meet him?
No.
No?
I would have liked to have.
Have you ever? And nobody saw him.
Our friends do saw him live.
Where? In Pittsburgh?
Sinatra, yeah.
Oh, that's right. He and Sinatra. There's a great YouTube video.
On Carson?
Yeah, Carson, where Oh, it's so good.
We're, yeah.
Frank is on The Tonight Show, and he's having an interview with Johnny. And then Rickles comes out and tells that great story about how he got Don, he got Frank to come over to his table when he was on a date with a woman who ended up being his wife. So Rickles says to him, "Hey, Frank, can you come over? It'll make, you know, to help me get over on this lady, you know. And so Frank goes over and says, "Hey, how are you?" And Don goes, "Hey, Frank, what are you doing here? Can't you see I'm having dinner?"
Get the hell out of here.
Of course, those guys with their timing and they're talking. Of course, I don't think Frank Sinatra had that good of a sense of humor, or it took him a minute to get shit.
Yeah.
I think some people were making fun of Kimmel. They were saying that Don Rickles would make fun of him for crying when he was talking about him on the
probably,
show.
Probably. But it sucks. You know, we're losing all these people, all these old-time people. And
I just hope that type of humor doesn't go away.
It won't.
Because with this PC society and everybody, you know.
I don't know. Jeffrey Ross and his roast, man, that's more popular than ever. And that's definitely not PC.
Louis C.K., who we'll talk about later, I guess. But.
Special was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rickles can go on and break and even be racist and sexist and does he get a pass because he's older, or he just knows how to deliver it in a way that's not offensive?
Well,
because
they know he doesn't really feel like what he's saying.
Sure. He's like playing a character in a way. It's almost like the dice thing. Right. You know, he says these things, but.
Yeah. Well, the dice, I mean, it was kind of hard to.
Yeah, but.
To tell.
Well, I feel like Rickles was classy.
Yeah.
Sure. He's never like. I don't know. It just wasn't the same as the Dice Man, you know?
Right.
If you get insulted by Rickles, I'd be like, oh, elated. If I get insulted by Dice Man, I'd be like, fuck you.
Fake Italian.
But, you know, already talking about when they did, what's the movie they did? Minute Work?
Dirty Work.
Artie's whole story about Rickles coming in and just breaking his balls on the set, you know.
He ad-libbed that whole thing.
I mean, he said that.
And Rickles got in because he was friends with Saget, and that's how I guess John Stamos became friends with Don Rickles because of.
And Jimmel's.
Jimmel.
And Kimmel's friends with all those guys.
Who's Jimmel?
Jimmel?
Jimmel!
Kimmy Jimmel.
Yeah. You guys have a good weekend?
It's pretty good. I laid on the couch and watched TV all weekend, so that was pretty deep. I watched everything, though.
That's pretty much everything. I got caught up on most things, but not everything.
I finally watched that Girl on the Train movie that the Redbox troll told us about.
Was that good?
Yeah, it was nothing like he told us.
Oh, really? I didn't say anything about it, the Redbox troll.
Blame him. Blame the troll.
I am blaming him.
Caitlin went and saw that Kristen Stewart movie by herself. She knew I wouldn't want to go.
What movie is that?
When did you go to King Kong while she was seeing that?
Well, I don't know.
You need to see King Kong, man. So
I
want to
see it. Right. It's killing me.
What's the Kristen Stewart movie?
I have no idea.
Nobody knows.
Well, it's kind of like
it must be some indie movie.
My internet's not working, so I can't look it up.
It's not working? What the hell?
I don't know. I can't even connect to Google.
Usually I'm, you know, looking over your shoulder at dirty pictures.
You can't look at dirty pictures in here. They're all blocked. Personal Shopper is the name of the movie. It's supposed to be really good, but Kristen Stewart, to me, is just, nope.
What did she say? Did she like it?
She said it was good. She said I would hate it. So.
Well, you know, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, I bet she liked the end of Big Little Lies.
She did. That was good.
I did, too. It was good.
Yeah, you guys watched it, huh?
It was good.
Everybody's going nuts about it.
Yes. The end of it was great.
End of it was amazing.
Really? All the chicks love it.
Yeah. And badass.
Some men, yeah. Although, you know, if they're going to pick somebody from that show to be naked, why'd they have to pick the old lady?
Was it Kidman?
Anyway, moving on. I don't like to talk about that stuff.
No?
I do. Go ahead. I saw Duran Duran Saturday night.
Yeah, how was that?
Good.
I saw that one post you posted, though, what happened?
Well, they were fucking an hour and 10 minutes late.
That drives me crazy.
Supposed to start at 9, or supposed
Chastain,
to start.
It's a hard cutoff, too. Right at 11 o'clock or something.
So they must not have had a three-hour show, because the ticket's at 8 o'clock. Caitlin has to get up at 3 in the morning on Sundays to go anchor. So we had gotten these tickets from a friend of mine who she and her husband had an extra pair. Somebody else had canceled, and I said, yeah, we'll definitely love to go. And we got there, got the tickets. It was really cool. Caitlin got to meet these folks, and folks got to meet Caitlin. And you know, and then the aisle that we were in was all media people, because they were all comp tickets. So there were people from B98.5, I saw people from Q100, I saw people from Allied Media, and somebody from CB. I mean, it's just everybody.
Radio royalty.
I was excited because Duran Duran puts on a great show, and you remember, you know, 90% of the songs.
Did they do View to a Kill?
They did. I saw View to a Kill. That's because we had to leave. I'm getting to the, but they're supposed to start at 8. It's a fucking 9:10 they come out, And I know
no opening band?
No, no opening band. And yeah. I figured we're going to, you know, we're not going to see much of this show. And they come out and they play this song called Paper Something or Other. It's their new single because they have an album.
Is it good?
Does it
sound like their old stuff?
I was pissed, so I went to Facebook. Oh, God damn it. And,
well, that's one of those shows where people are going to see the classic shit.
Yeah, I know, but people are also apparently super fucking fanatical about Duran Duran, so they were in there.
True.
And they were, you know, everybody knew the song, and I'm looking around, and I'm just like, fuck, I don't know this shit. And then Simon Le Bon goes, is anyone hungry? Hungry like the wolf.
How many times has he said that in his life?
Did they look good? They didn't.
They
didn't look like soccer moms.
No, they look great. No, okay. No.
That was what happened to me when I saw Def Leppard like 8 years ago. They looked like
jeans.
Soccer moms. Yeah.
All the Botox and fake tits in the world were crammed into Chastain Saturday night. All these people, nice. They're our age, right?
Yeah.
I've seen that crowd.
They're people with money, so they go out and they spend it on their tits and their face.
Sure. Right.
And so there were a lot of hair extensions and skimpy outfits and women who shouldn't have been. So
they thought Andy Taylor was going to rape them.
Andy Taylor wasn't there.
Oh.
He wasn't there.
Oh.
So they played Is There Something I Should Know, which is my favorite Duran Duran song. They played A View to a Kill. They played, what's that modern song? Not Ordinary World, but the other one.
Oh, Come Undone.
Yeah, they played that. That's a good song. And then we left, and I don't remember what else they played.
Well, at least you got to see View to a Kill.
Yeah, I do like that song.
Did they apologize?
Bomb, great.
Nah, I didn't say shit.
I said I hate that, you know?
I just
come
Duran.
Out and say sorry, you know, even if it wasn't their fault. Say, listen, I know you've been sitting there. We were supposed to start an hour ago. We're really sorry, but we're going to rock your world.
Yeah, how do they not have an opening band, too?
Mm.
Well, that's
weird.
Chastain's a good venue, but getting up to Sandy Springs is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go to Piedmont. You can't take 85. So then Sunday we went to the Dogwood Festival in Piedmont Park. It was really good people watching. I couldn't find the food truck, so I just had an Italian sausage.
Funnel cake? Oh.
No, I can't eat funnel. Last time I had a funnel cake, I threw up.
Oh.
It's too much. Too much grease, too much sugar, too much everything.
What did you have when we went to Palookaville?
Oh, we went to Palookaville. I had, what did I have? Oh, I had the Pig Mac.
What's that?
It's like a Big Mac, except all the ingredients are fresh.
Oh.
And it's a pork patty and a beef patty. Thousand Island dressing. And
intermingling of...
thick pickles.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to say, I knew that place was going to be good, but it was really
good. You had the corn dog,
good.
Right?
I just had the straight up corn dog.
You didn't double dip it?
Best thing ever, you know.
Did you double dip it?
What do you mean?
You didn't get it double dipped?
No. Well, what's that? Where you get another roll of corn?
Yeah,
and
you dip it, and you can get it dipped in like two or three different batters.
Just one corn batter.
One corning is enough for
one corning, yeah.
Well, yeah.
One corn hauling is just fine for my taste.
Yeah,
but man, that was good, huh? And cool looking place.
Any thicker than Ira wouldn't have been able to deep throat it like he did.
Not anymore.
It gets a little rough with all that shit on it.
That was a great episode. I was so jealous. Every time I would hear you guys drink something, so mad.
Dude, some of these coffee drinks are so friggin' good.
I know they were.
That coffee lemonade
the coffee
thing.
Palmer.
That's the one I wanted to
that was good.
Palmer.
And you know, it's like coffee and lemonade.
I
want to
try it.
Suck. Yeah. No, it's delicious.
Exactly. It
you
was
guys
like,
all
really?
We're like retarded about it. I wanted it bad.
I'm telling you.
I kept calling Lisa Steph.
I saw. Yeah, I liked that. That was nice.
It wasn't on purpose. I just kept. Oh, wait a minute. Female. Okay, yeah.
Well, whatever. There's only room for one.
She
that's
kinda,
okay.
She was kind of sitting like where I'm sitting now, where
yeah,
you would normally sit.
She didn't have a mic.
Right.
did you guys do anything fun you want to talk about?
I went to the birthplace of our nation.
You went to Washington, D.C.
And Philadelphia. Which
oh,
was
Philly.
Yeah,
Philly.
Did you walk through a heart, Mr. Malkin?
I walked through
was this
heart
an educational tour?
No, my parents live right outside of Philly, and I went to this place that I used to go to when I was a kid called the Franklin Institute, you know, the Ben Franklin thing, and... Yeah, it's all
are they the ones
stuff.
That always put the coins out?
No, that's the Franklin Mint.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, the Mint. I wanted to go to the Mint, though, because I did go to the Mint. When
well,
I...
no, there's a real Mint in Philadelphia,
yeah,
a
I've
U.S.
Been,
mint.
I've been to the Mint.
But the Franklin Mint is that fake thing.
Oh, yeah?
The Franklin Mint.
Yeah, issued only 27 of these
million
coins.
Of these coins.
Yeah.
We give out York peppermint patties.
Yes.
Well, anyway, but yeah. it wasn't real interesting, but that's what I did.
Okay.
And who were your friends that had the Impractical Jokers posters in there?
No, it was my cousin.
Oh, your cousin?
Yeah, I know. I went down to his basement. Well, and I didn't show you the other pictures down there. You would have been impressed. He had, remember the end, he had Impractical Jokers posters on his wall. And yeah, they're way into them, but they said they haven't done the cruise. And then on the other side of the basement, do you remember the end of Lego Movie?
Yeah.
You see where the whole basement, you know, Will Ferrell's whole basement is
right.
Yeah.
Like a Lego. He pretty much had that.
Wow.
I was
oh,
like,
wow.
Oh, my God. And they even had all the little characters from the Lego movie in there.
Oh, that's that's cool.
They had the Quickie Mart. Well, anyway, the whole place was Legos with like a train running around the whole
thing. Wow, that is cool.
So I'll show you the pictures later.
Yeah, I would like to see those.
Yeah, it was cool.
Awesome. Jeff, you got a... You got what? You went to hell? You got some fucking hell pack?
Oh, yeah. Jeff went to hell.
No, I'm going to hell.
Oh, he's going
what
to hell.
What the hell? Okay, what the hell is that, and how'd you get it?
They posted a thing on their Facebook page that you could go apply for a job in hell.
Who's they?
The Adult Swim people.
Oh.
For your pretty face is going
to
hell.
Right, no, I knew
and
that.
And you go to the website, and you start to fill out the form, and then, like, this porn thing pops up. That's how you got to click it off, and then you go back to try and fill out the form, and then another thing pops up, and, like, 25 pop-ups pop up while you're trying to fill out the form. It's, like, really, really annoying, but it's all on purpose, you know what I mean?
Right.
But eventually, if you're able to fill out the form, they send you this letter saying that you've been accepted to hell.
That's awesome.
And they send you some stickers and bumper stickers and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. That.
The letter signed by Satan, Lord of the Underworld, CEO of Hell Incorporated.
Is it really signed by the actor?
No, it's just a stamp.
Stamp. Stamp.
So would you want to be like Gary, or would you like to be like Pepitone? You want to be the torturer or the torturer? Because you saw there were good and bad aspects to each of those.
Well, being the tortured, you don't have to put the red makeup on.
Exactly.
Which apparently is a major part of the ass.
That's cool. Are they still doing it, or is it done?
No, it's like two episodes into the back half of season three right now.
Okay.
All the radio should go and do that.
Yeah. Definitely. Tell him you heard it on Radio Labyrinth.
Well, and it helped keep the show, you know, popular.
Hell yeah.
All right, everybody's talking about Rick and Morty now. Nobody's giving your pretty face any.
Rick and Morty won't be back until late in the summer.
Right.
August,
yeah.
I think. What'd you guys think of that first episode?
Oh, loved it.
Hilarious.
I loved it. I mean, it was worth the wait.
So if you're new to Rick and Morty, and I know I shouldn't be, I know I should be watching it, but was last season, is this a continuation of last season?
It is.
Okay.
It is, because he was in prison at the end of last season, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
That's what happened, but then they just, like, explain away how he got out of it.
How he kept saying, I gotta go take a shit.
But the infinite Ricks and just the Szechuan, that Mulan Szechuan sauce. Now Jeff's got me, now I'm all swirled up about it. I'm so mad. I've never been so mad that I missed out on a McDonald's promotional nugget sauce.
McDonald's is saying that they're going to... No, one of the marketing people or the chefs said
McDonald's
they might bring
doesn't have a partnership with Disney anymore, so it's not going to be...
Mulan sauce.
It's not going to be... When there's a live-action Mulan coming out in 2018, I think.
Right.
Really?
But they could put out Szechuan sauce.
Yeah, they could put out Szechuan sauce, just not have anything to do with Mulan.
Yeah.
Obviously, they should.
Yeah.
Because apparently it was pretty damn good.
Nothing healthier than eating a bunch of chicken McNuggets.
Well, I never tried that Szechuan sauce.
I didn't either.
With MSG.
I was never into McNuggets.
And now it's like I've got to have it.
I like McNuggets. I just don't. I always get barbecue.
You always get barbecue? I always got the hot mustard.
Hot mustard is the shit.
I get the barbecue, and I put ketchup in it, and then I dip my fries and my... nuggets in it.
Oh, no sweet and sour? No sweet and sour?
No. I like the barbecue mixed with the ketchup. That goes back to when I worked at McDonald's.
Oh.
Something that a lady named Gigi used to do.
I haven't had them in like probably 10 years. Aren't they all white meat now? Is that what that's what they
say?
Yeah,
they're fresh from...
Oh, they come from the McNugget.
Free range chicken that they capture by hand. And
ostrich meat.
They hold it
lovingly strangled.
Yeah, they hold its wing while they strangle it, and sing songs to it, and then they butcher it.
When I was a kid, I would eat it. I mean, I loved them, and I never really thought, wow, this meat's gray. It just never really occurred to me that it wasn't.
It's the dark.
Yeah,
you knew it wasn't like chicken, but it was good.
Yeah,
and they're still good. They're better than like Burger King's nuggets. A lot of nuggets suck.
Burger King doesn't really have nuggets.
Chick-fil-A nuggets are good.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A nuggets.
There's really nothing in Chick-fil-A.
Wendy's
like.
Nuggets are good.
Yeah, they are.
They're good.
Nice and pink, firm nuggets.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I like a good nugget.
I love Wendy's nuggets.
Loving nuggets.
You know what I like better than her nuggets?
What?
Her clams.
Oh, clams.
Yeah, clams. Nice clam. Wendy, you got a nice clam.
Clam.
Throwing that back in.
All right.
Pearl in the clam.
Let's pivot. So do you watch Rick and Morty?
I don't.
You gotta watch that episode.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Infinite Ricks.
I got all 22 episodes on my DVR. I'm gonna watch them all between now and when they start up again.
I think I should try to do that.
You should. I'm gonna do it too. Let's do a challenge.
Here's what I'm not gonna do.
How are you getting involved in it?
There's two things I want to talk about before we move on. I was going to watch all the old episodes of Twin Peaks because it's coming back.
Right.
But I started watching the first episode again, and I thought,
this is fucking boring.
No, yeah, I was never into it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah, that's, I'm going to admit it.
I love
I'm
David Lynch so much that I wanted to get into it.
I am going to watch the new series just for the continuation, but I didn't, especially when you got to season two, I thought this show sucks.
Just watch Blue Velvet again.
I just love the movie.
Watch Firewalk with Me. Heart.
Wild at Heart's great.
Yeah.
Love Wild at Heart.
Or Fire Walk with Me, the movie, was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but, here's...
But can you watch Fire Walk with Me without watching Twin Peaks?
I didn't watch the show.
Yeah, you can.
And it's...
I just watched the movie.
It's just good as a standalone movie?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a David Lynch fan,
all right,
if you like David
that.
Lynch movies...
Because I never watched it because I never watched Twin Peaks, and I was like, well, it's going to spoil everything.
I liked it. I thought it was great.
All right.
And then I tried to watch the show
after...
Yeah, see, I tried to watch the show after I watched the movie, and it wasn't as good.
No.
So...
The other thing I tried is the new Prison Break started last week, and I DVR'd. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch this. But 10 minutes in, I'm like, I can't do this.
I watched the entire thing, and it wasn't great.
No, it wasn't, was it?
No.
How many seasons is that show now?
Well, it went off the air in 2007.
Oh, is that what happened?
It was like five seasons long, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, four.
Four seasons long. Mm-hmm. And all these same people are back, but...
And the one guy, didn't he come out of the closet?
Well,
wasn't that like a big thing for a while?
I think that came out that he said he was gay, but nobody really cared. But I saw the plot unfolding, and I thought, that show used to frustrate me to no end. I could handle it the first two seasons, but it got ridiculous to the point of where I couldn't take it. It was kind of like that 24 frustration. You know, those shows that just carry on and carry on. There's always a new plot
twist.
Yeah,
but it was really good for the first two seasons.
Oh, hell
yeah,
it was.
That's why I thought this new one would go back to like how good it was for the first two seasons. But
it wasn't.
Nope.
No.
I never watched that, and I never watched 24, but I hear people say that the new 24 is badass.
I've caught a couple of random episodes of 24 this season, and it's a good show. And when it's finished, I'm going to watch all of them.
And they say it's like it stands alone on its own.
Yeah,
it's,
you don't need Jack Bauer for it. Let's see what else. Homeland, off the rails. I'm still Jeff noped out on that a long time ago.
Yep.
I'm still into it though, because I like Saul.
Yeah, I noped out.
All right, let's talk about Legion.
Do you finally watch the?
No,
finale?
I haven't watched them all.
Oh, come on, Tim.
Go ahead though.
Or no.
Can we wait a week?
Well, let's wait. It's not even going to be any fun unless you watch the finale. You had to watch the finale.
I'm at the episode where he projected all of them into a hospital where they're getting therapy done by
you got like a couple of good more episodes
like three,
to go.
Three more episodes to go.
All right, so let's talk about it next week.
All right, skip it then.
All right, what about The Walking Dead?
Oh, God.
All right, well, I'm going to go take a piss. See you guys.
No, you don't got to go take a piss. We're going to talk Louis C.K. in a second, but what'd you think of the, Steph, you start, what'd you think of that episode?
I thought it was, God, ridiculous. It was just pretty ridiculous, honestly. I think the biggest thing, and everybody that I saw online to complain about this, that tiger shit. Now, for all the people that cheered the tiger, I mean, everybody else said the same thing.
How's the tiger going to know who
the bad
guy
is? How does he know who the freaking saviors are? And why does he just takes out two saviors, and then he just, like, goes and takes a nap under the porch until, I mean, what happened to him after that?
Alexandria will not fall this day.
Yeah, all that business, just the garbage people and her nonsense, and, I mean... And then, you know, I guess, like, she was going to rape Rick, I guess, at some point.
Who?
Garbage
lady.
Bill of Jovovich.
Ombre the Grouch.
Remember, because she told, she was telling Michonne, he mine. Because, like, you know, remember, they forgot how to talk in 3 years.
He mine.
She saw Cavewoman in him or whatever. Mm. But... I personally, I thought it was ridiculous. That whole huge firefight, not one zombie except for Sasha's ass in the coffin. That
no zombies showed up.
Not one showed up,
and
really.
All that racket.
I mean, come on. Yeah. They can throw you a bone. Just throw you like three or four strays skibbling and about.
Now
something.
We got to wait till fucking October to see anything new.
Yeah, the war that's finally going to happen. This air war. It's like,
and I don't get why was Scarface shooting at them when he just made a deal to help them.
Scarface.
You know, the guy with the long blonde hair that...
Maybe he has a scar on his face.
Was he shooting at him?
Dwight.
Or was he pretending?
I don't know.
He had to pretend? The whole thing. And Daryl is just, I mean, all of it is, I'll watch it, but I'll hate watch it.
I said
that's
I was
going to
nope it, but I'm going to hate watch it. What do you
I'm
think, Jeff? I know you love the show. So.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. It was pretty kind of boring, though. I mean, except for when the garbage people turned on him. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But I wish they had killed them all.
Yeah, no shit. Well, and then how the hell did Rick heal up? I know you said it was just a graze, Jeff, but she shot him in the gut.
No, she didn't gut shot him. She shot him
in the
side.
She shot him right on the side.
So that was all that was.
Right.
Because I thought he got gut shot.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Just wait till November, I guess.
I guess. Well, those garbage people... And when they pulled in the garbage trucks, I was laughing. That made me laugh so hard I thought I was going to die. Because it really is. They really have done The Warriors. That's what they've done is taken that old movie, The Warriors, and they've put it in The Walking Dead whatever.
Now Walkers, they always game. Come out and play.
Yes. It's so stupid.
So there's that Walking Dead. Yeah, I would like to record a show down at Nick and Norman's.
Hmm.
Now that they're not doing the... viewing parties for a while, maybe we can.
Oh, okay. That would be awesome. Yeah, so I love Sonoya.
We'll see. So
can you talk to him about that, Jamie?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, he said he's going to talk to Nick and Norman about it.
Oh, I would die.
And one or two of them might even be there, but, you know, that's highly unlikely.
I would take either one. Either one.
I'm Tweet sure them. You would. Nah, we're not tweeting. Inside, we don't need to do that.
No, Great. Not us, them.
Oh.
Radios.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. Greg Nicotero alone, like, the shit that he's worked on, what he's done over the years.
Right. You want to talk to him, don't you?
I would love to. Oh, my God.
So it would be cool. So it would be cool. Netflix comedy. Everybody watch Louis C.K.'s new episode?
I did.
New stand-up. Did you?
No, I didn't watch the stand-up. I want to, but I watched him on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm.
That was good.
That was very good.
Yeah, the monologue was pretty...
The monologue was great. The slacktivism sketch, that was probably one of my favorites.
That was the best.
That was great.
Scott.
The racist chicken.
What was your favorite joke from the Netflix?
From Louis?
Yeah.
Of course, I love the rescue dog.
Yeah, I did too.
The rescue dog bit killed me.
I was fucking bawling at that.
That had me howling.
I liked it when his daughter said she thought that 9/11 deniers meant nine people who didn't
Denied
believe
11.
The number 11 existed.
Yeah. This special is great. He opens up with abortion and then whoosh.
Yeah, the abortion thing, though, but, you know, did you feel like it was on par with Carlin's abortion thing that he did?
Well, Carlin summed it up in one sentence.
Said, but he just like expanded on it.
The people that are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place. I mean, that was Carlin right there. I mean,
right.
Louis C.K. made a good point, and you know, he really laid it out for people. Either if you're pro-choice, it's taking a shit, and if you're pro-life, it's killing a baby.
Mm. Yeah, he really did make a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw last week I saw there was some abortion thing on HBO and I'd never really thought about this is why is it that you can have an abortion and that is legal and it's whatever, but you get charged with a double homicide if you kill a pregnant person.
No.
So that seems kind of like
it's weird.
But I guess if you're going to kill a pregnant person, fuck you. You deserve a double homicide because you're a sick ass. So,
you're a psychotic fucker.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. So then we talked about all those shows.
But Chappelle's. You guys never talked about Chappelle's, did you?
I watched the first one. I haven't watched the second one
yet. We
talked
about
it
on...
The first one was the best one anyway. Yeah.
I thought they were both... I mean, I thought that one was great. I got to watch the other one just because it's Chappelle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to give it a chance. Yeah.
I watched another good comedy special on Netflix, a comedian named Joe Coy.
I've seen that up there.
Yeah,
he's on Corolla a lot, and it was good. Watch that one, too.
He's a funny dude.
Yeah, it was good.
I've been wondering if that was going to be any good or not.
Yeah, he's... I think you'll like him.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah. Anybody listening to S-Town?
I haven't listened to it yet.
I've
got it on my thingy.
I thought you listened to the whole thing.
I listened to the first one. I haven't listened to
it. Oh, that's right. You weren't into it.
Wasn't it good?
It was okay.
Well,
over here's where I got this, and these are my flowers, and I'm here.
You finished the whole thing, Tim?
No, just the first episode.
Oh, okay.
But it was so good.
Shit, I wanted to talk about the end.
Oh. Well, we'll talk about it when we finish it, but
All right. That
I enjoy shit like that.
Well, it's interesting you'd say that, because when I listened to the first episode, I almost noped it.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I wasn't... It didn't grab me that much, but I guess it intrigued me enough that I wanted to keep listening, but mm-hmm. I wasn't going gaga yet. But
I dig that the crazy guys like
Zach Galifianakis. Right.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, and that was the thing. You were sitting there going, is this real or are they fucking around here?
It is real.
Are
right?
these at, it, I yeah, yeah, it's got to be.
And the premise is this guy thinks he knows about a murder, and they're trying to figure out if the murder really happened, and right. or maybe he's just...
Well, I can't say anything now.
I know, but I'm just speculating. Maybe right. he's LARPing or something.
Well, it goes into many other directions.
Yeah.
Boom.
And, yeah, I mean, where it ends up going is nothing where you think it's going to go, but yeah, it's intriguing. I think by, like, the third episode, I was hooked, and I just kept having to listen. So.
Were you satisfied with the ending?
I don't know. It's one of those, you know.
I'm satisfied with the ending.
I guess I'm not. I guess I'm not satisfied with the ending. I'm glad I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I wish it did something at the end.
Was it like a huge climax for you?
Yeah. I was hoping it was going to be like a really good M. Night Shyamalan movie where there was like a huge thing at the end. But
well, there's only one of those. So.
Right. Well, I liked Unbreakable.
That's not true.
That's true. I like Signs.
You watch The Visit.
No, I don't like Signs.
You gotta watch The Visit. That was the shit. Bad.
Yeah.
Split. I never even heard of
that. Don't pile on me with you.
It's his last movie, and it ends with a real good callback to Unbreakable.
Really? Uh-oh.
Yeah. I have heard Split is good, but you gotta watch The Visit, man. Visit's great.
Is it called Slit?
Split.
I'd watch that.
What a good word, Slit.
You're a slit.
You see a girl walking down the street. You slit.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I don't do that.
That's the best.
That's just that thing in the dress on the side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Who doesn't love that? I love to be called a slit.
Well,
like, not a slut, a slit. That's so much better.
I've never heard that, but I could start using that.
What, slit? Don't. It's creepy.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, it just oozes slit.
Yeah.
No. We're going to the Shaq podcast tomorrow?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We're going to go see the Shaq podcast tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Right, the punchline. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing my woman, my wife.
So are tickets, like, available for that, or do you have to be invited?
$5.
Yeah.
Cheap.
This is Shaq. Everybody get free gold bond.
Are you going to ask him any questions? Do you have questions prepared?
No, I'll just want to meet him, that's all.
Are you going to try and get him on our podcast?
Maybe. He probably will say no, but I'm still going to talk to him.
You don't know, he might.
Yeah, I don't know.
What time is
Jenner's going to be there? 7:30.
I'm sure Jenner's will be there.
Yeah.
Just tell him you've always thought he was so much better than Kobe, like always.
All right.
Number one, you're not a rapist.
Oh, no, I'm not going to talk about that. You know, I was going to catch up on TV today, but the Yankees were on, and the Comcast guy was there. Comcast guy was there for 90 minutes trying to figure out our cable problem. And you know what he did, and I appreciate that. So thank you, Comcast.
What was your cable problem?
It's so rare that people say thank you, Comcast.
The people that lived there before us put a bunch of splitters everywhere.
Ah, okay.
And so there was signal degradation. So you had to go outside and figure out the problem.
I'm into that. Signal degradation.
Oh, me too.
It's fucking hot.
I go into a lead room where I can't get any Wi-Fi. And,
degrade me, baby.
What's going on with the Wi-Fi here tonight? It's totally degraded.
Sadomasochist.
I resign. Who's doing the news, by the way?
I'm not on at all.
So anyway, but my point is I was going to catch up on some TV shows today, but the Yankees were on. So I was like, it's opening day at Yankee Stadium. I'll give it a chance. And Michael Pineda threw 7 2/3 no-hit innings. It was awesome to watch that kind of pitching thing. And I was like, well, I don't know anybody on the Yankees anymore. Nobody. I watched them bat around. They got rookies everywhere and trades. And I know Matt Holliday, and I know these guys. Brett, what's-his-face, is Brett Gardner. He's been on the team for a while. I know you guys don't care about this. But then...
Who's a new guy we can taunt from the stands? Derek.
Aaron Judge.
Eric.
No, Aaron.
Oh, Aaron.
Well, you're thinking of Daryl.
Mattingly, cut those sideburns. and then I watched the Red Sox, the end of the Red Sox game where they blew it and lost to Detroit. I don't hate the Sox like I used to. It's fun. Okay, baseball's back. I'm going to try to get back into it. I've been out of it for about five years.
I'll watch it in September.
Yeah. Oh, you like the Tigers, don't you?
Yeah, especially when they're winning.
Yeah, well, Justin Verlander, man. I like what he's tapping.
Tapping that wood.
Yeah, he is. You know who he's got, right?
Who?
Justin Verlander.
Who's he hooked up with?
That Kate, what's her face from the Gods of, from the...
Oh, the big, the blonde chick. With
Kate
the,
Upton.
Right.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw your chick is free now, though. You saw that. Olivia Munn's
all right
for the picking now.
Oh, yeah.
Why, who is she with?
All busted up
she
by
was
that
with, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. The last few years.
Yeah.
they're getting a divorce. Or that, were they married or just dating?
No, never got married.
No, I don't care about
that. Well, Jeff's got his shot.
I'm going to call her for you, Jeff.
Who's doing the news to us?
Oh.
Redbox Troll.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Here's the first story.
Oh.
A story that surprises nobody. Barry Manilow came out as, I knew he was gay in 1976. I didn't even know what gay was. We can talk over this.
This is like the Liberace thing. I mean.
What a great singer he was, though. Huh?
Sure. Still is.
Yeah, I like Barry Manilow.
Looked really weird after a while, though.
He's had a lot
years.
Of surgery.
I know.
He rides the schlongs. So Barry Manilow came out as gay, surprising no one. He's had a longtime partner, correct?
He's been married
for like 40 years.
Yeah, good for
him.
But
it was a business decision to keep it quiet.
Well, yeah, he thought it would upset some fans.
Right.
And he's right, it probably would have years ago.
Your mom would have been really upset.
No, my mom wouldn't have cared. My mom loved Barry Manilow.
She did.
Mandy.
Yeah.
Was it Mandy?
It was what, Mandy?
Isn't that one of his tunes?
It is. You came and you gave without taking.
Just take the D off the end.
But I need you today.
Let's do the Simpsons version.
The song was about his dog.
Oh, man.
Was it?
You gave me a turkey. Remember that one?
What was that, though?
He was like flirting with some chick at work.
Uh-huh. You came and you gave me a turkey.
Her name was Mandy, I think.
I love Barry, though. What's my favorite Barry Manilow song? What's your favorite Barry Manilow song?
I don't know. I would need a list.
Yeah, I can't get on the internet, so I'm totally at a loss.
Oh, man, you are at a loss. Here's mine. I'll play a little bit of it. It's such a good song. I love it very, very much. Play, fucker.
He's hooked up with Barbara.
Barbara?
Oh, Barbara? Hello?
Why isn't this playing? Oh, I know why. I turned it down.
Oh.
Could it be magic? Come. Come into my mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
Could this be the magic inside of me? Oh. Come.
Oh, God.
All right, we're done with that.
No, so come on. Keep going.
Barry Manilow's gay. Okay. Heath Ledger, what, Jeff?
He did a really good album of covers not too long ago.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
I can't remember what all was on there, but it was really
good.
Do
some Megadeth?
Yeah, so I was going to say some System of a Down.
James Taylor. It was really good.
Why do they always send the poor? Why do they always send the poor? He was great. Heath Ledger documentary debuts evocative trailer with never-before-seen footage. This comes from People Celebrity. What's the big story behind this? You're paying attention to it.
Oh, it looks really good. You know, Spike did that I Am Chris Farley thing, which was really good. I don't know if you guys watched that when it was out.
Right.
So this is I Am Heath Ledger. It's a whole series that they're doing. And what's different about this is that Heath actually shot most of this footage.
Oh, really?
Because he was never, his friends and everybody said he was never without a camera in his hand. So a lot of this footage is all him talking to the camera, him, you know, doing stuff. I mean, it's all the shit that's what's so different about this versus other documentaries of people that have died is he shot most of the footage.
That's cool.
So, I mean, if you watch the trailer and if you're a Ledger fan, which I was a huge Ledger fan, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
It'll really get you. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's April 24th, I think, is when it's debuting at the Tribeca Film Festival or something like that.
All right.
But it does look really good. So if you watch the trailer and you're a fan, you'll want to watch it.
All right. Let's see. Rage Cage. What four Nicolas Cage movies would you guys pick if you had to watch them?
Well, can you pick?
In a cage. Yeah. I don't think you can.
They just have those four, right?
Yeah. It's a VR experience developing, allowing you to watch four Nicolas Cage films simultaneously while in a cage. It's the Cage Cage.
But this wasn't an April Fool's thing.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it's
real.
It's for real.
I mean, I did watch
them. Put them behind a cage. I guess you got to have glasses so you can watch them all.
Right.
You know, those VR glasses. I don't know what.
Well, I would watch Raising Arizona.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Raising
Wild
Arizona.
At Heart.
Wild at Heart.
And Valley Girl.
Valley Girl.
Valley Girl.
And then one more. And
Peggy Sue Got Married.
Vampire's Kiss.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
You don't like Vampire's Kiss?
No.
That movie's hilarious.
The Wicker Man.
Oh, my God. The Wicker Man.
That's right.
I like the movie that he did with
Leaving Las Vegas.
Sam Rockwell. What movie was that? Is that The Wicker Man? The one where he's a con artist?
Matchstick Man.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
I did like it.
He's done a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Wild at Heart
for sure. He's done more shitty ones than he has good ones.
Well, I had to pay some bills.
Well, I
made some shitty movies.
Even some of his old...
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel.
But even some of his old shitty ones are, like, I'll still watch Con Air sometimes if it's on.
Con Air.
I can't help it.
Face Off
is retarded. I'll watch it.
I can't
help it. Sometimes I'll watch
Ghost
it.
Ghost Rider got me out of half of my IRS debt.
Ghost Rider is actually a good, if you like Ghost Rider. I love Ghost Rider, and they fucking ruin it by having him in it.
Yeah, I fell asleep in the theater seeing it.
Wasn't that a 2 and a 3-er? Didn't they and a 3 or something like that? Yeah.
I forgive you. Here's the other big story. So, yeah, you can find that. Just Google Rage Cage. Netflix, has anybody experienced the thumbs up, thumbs down bullshit yet?
I hate it.
Oh, did it switch over already?
Yeah.
Yes.
I tried to rate the Louis special, but it was still stars when I did it, so I didn't know what to do.
That pisses me off, because sometimes I like something, and I want it to show that I like that type of thing, but I didn't like it that much.
Well, it's more for me, like, that's how I decide what I'm going to watch, and now this whole match crap, it's got me matched up to, like, all kinds of stupid crap.
Love Amy Schumer now?
Yeah, I gave Amy Schumer, I gave her special 1 star, and now that it's flipped over to this, it tells me it's a 95% match for me to watch.
Oh, so they're fucking up.
Yeah, it's bullshit. So
I don't like that.
There was an article, I think, today or yesterday where they were talking about there are so many, like, little indie films and stuff that were getting discovered on Netflix that you won't see anymore because you're not going to get matched to them because of this dumb shit, the way that they're doing it. You would pick it by ratings before.
Right.
And now you don't have that choice.
Yeah. Fuck them. Just because Miss Piggy there got a butt hurt.
Do you think that's why they did it?
No,
seriously?
They probably had it planned anyway.
I don't understand why would they change this, because anybody that I've talked to...
Well, so many people were mad because they said they saw that the Amy Schumer special was rated like 4 stars.
Right.
But in actuality, nobody had given it 4 stars.
No.
So they said, all right, we'll switch to just a thumbs up, thumbs down thing.
Well, thumbs down.
Yeah, big thumbs down.
Remember when they fucked up last time, though?
Huh?
Netflix fucked up, like, a few years ago, remember? Where they were going to switch the pricing, and it jumped, like, big time, and everybody went ape shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
And then they retracted it, actually. They were like, sorry, we're going to go back.
Well, maybe I'm hoping they get enough nasty comments on this, because there's a lot of people pissed about that. It's really irritating. Look, what if Rotten Tomatoes just switched all their crap to thumbs up or thumbs down?
They did?
I mean, exactly.
Yeah, they couldn't do that.
You saw the horror on your face.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ah, Jesus.
But what if they did?
Well, then it wouldn't exist.
That's what I'm saying. So why even have it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Watch Amazon.
If I don't have an actual Siskel and an Ebert sitting there doing a thumbs up and a thumbs down for me, come on.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
two thumbs up.
Yeah, all right. See, you got a couple more stories here. Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to be in a Conan movie called The Legend of Conan, but now that's not happening.
Because?
No money, no interest, I guess. They were talking to Jason Momoa about playing Conan.
Well, he already did it. He did it. Like, he did like that 2011 one where they brought it back, but it was like a reimagining. This was supposed to be a continuation or something like that.
Well, they're saying in the article from Screen Rant that they had written the character, so it was like Conan 30 years later, and he's Unforgiven, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Clint Eastwood, which is a great movie. But so that's not going to happen, and neither is a new movie with Arnold in Predator.
Yeah, because he said if they don't rewrite it, he's not doing it. Because I guess all Shane Black gave him was like a little part at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And Arnold was like, fuck that. And he is not doing it. So he said if they rewrite it and they give him a more significant role, he'll do it. But other than that, he's not going to be your little bitch boy at the end.
You know what he said?
What'd he say?
Fuck you, asshole. Fuck you, asshole.
What you doing there? You got a dead cat in there?
Fuck you, asshole.
All right, fuck you, asshole. We'll be right back in a few minutes to get to ADO Labyrinth. Speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, we are going to be talking about Arnie from the 80s. Some of the best lines, some of the best movies, well, all the movies. Some of them suck hard. Some of them don't suck hard. Some of them are mediocre. And a lot of them are really good. So don't go away. I mean, where are you going to go? You can pause it whenever the fuck you want. It's a podcast.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
1, 2, 3, get to the chopper!
I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
Ah! Get to the chopper!
It's not a tumor.
Fuck you, asshole.
Consider that a divorce.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
And we're back.
That's right.
Where did you get this song?
I'll tell you, that's my staff pick this week.
Get to the chopper!
That's awesome.
That is, yeah, I'll tell you the name of that in a little bit. But that brings us to ADO Labyrinth this week, which is Arnold. And Stephanie, this was your idea. It's a great idea.
Well, yeah, you know, sure. He's been in the news, thank you so much, but he's been in the news so much lately.
Yeah.
With, you know, him shaming Trump every 5 seconds and... Just, I mean,
Trump started it.
Yeah, but every time I turn around, he's been
your
in the news
ratings
lately.
Are terrible.
But I saw an article where they asked him what were his favorite one-liner, or what's the one that fans say to him the most.
And what did he say?
And he said it used to be "I'll be back," and now it's "Get to the chopper."
Get to the chopper. Get to the chopper. It's not a tumor.
That's my favorite one.
So these are the movies between 1980 and 1990 that featured our hero, Arnold.
And I was thinking about that. I'm like, oh, why isn't True Lies in there? I was like, oh, that's 90s.
93 or 94, yeah. That's a great movie, though.
I know.
Didn't that James Cameron make that movie?
I don't know if he did or not, but that is a great movie. That's a great Bill Paxton.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Whoa. So... I don't want to do them in chronological order. I took the liberty of putting them into awesome tier, suck tier, and weird tier.
I like that.
The awesome tier movies, of course. My favorite, and I'm sure this is debatable amongst everyone here, but my favorite Arnold movie from the 80s is Commando.
Commando's a great one.
I love Commando, how weird it is. And this is one of my favorite lines of all time.
You're a funny guy, Sully. I like you. That's why I'm going to kill you last.
You know, that's right after Sully said, give us a little more time with your daughter. And Sully is the guy who in The Warriors,
Exactly. That's, we're coming back around, the old labyrinth.
Also in Dream, what's that movie called, Jeff? Dreamscape?
Dreamscape, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that movie.
She had a bum ticker.
She had a bum ticker.
It's a Dennis Quaid movie. That's the only movie my mom ever took me and a friend to see, and it was Jeff. We saw that. It was a PG-13 movie.
It would, and so in Commando, isn't that the one with the Radon Chong was in that?
Radon
right?
Chong is in it, and let's see, who else? Dan Hedaya plays a dictator. You know, Dan Hedaya from Cheers.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, he plays like a Hispanic dictator in this country, and then there's that weird, creepy guy wearing the chainmail. John, let off some steam.
Let off some steam, Bennett. Yeah.
Bennett. Bennett, let off some steam.
When he throws him on that steam pipe, that's
my
a great
friend.
One.
Don't wake him up. He's very tired. So Commando came out in 1985.
Is there a part where he's using like circular saw blades as Chinese throwing stars or something?
Maybe, because they're fighting in a weird place with sparks. And water. Right. There's water. But it was directed by Mark Lester. Arnold and Radon Chong were the stars and came out in October of 1985. It was a big hit. Of course, he was able to get all these hits because of the other movies he had done. Coming in second is, for me, is The Terminator.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Did we forget Radon Chong in our chicks episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Son of a bitch. All right, go on.
Radon Chong, Radon Chong.
It was an old... Chris Rock's first time on TV was on Richard Towns... Was his name Richard
Townsend? Robert Townsend.
Robert Townsend's comedy special. Yeah. And he's like, Radon Chong, my father's Puerto Rican and my mother... No, you're black. Why don't you marry a Kennedy and see how black you really are?
Fuck you, asshole.
Other than I'll Be Back, there aren't a lot of lines for Arnold in that movie.
Yeah, I'll Be Back seems to be the...
I'll Be Back.
That's kind of the main one, really.
Santa Cona. Came out in 1984.
I mean, this may be one of my favorite movies.
Give me your
all
clothes.
Time.
Then he said, give me your clothes.
Your clothes. Give them to me.
Yeah. I loved this movie.
Yeah, I did too. It was creepier than the Terminator 2, which was a big blockbuster and a good movie. But
it was like an indie kind of film.
Yeah, Carol Coe, right? And it was James Cameron directed it, of course. And Linda Hamilton was sweet as Sarah Connor, as I would like to point out.
I did.
He liked that. He liked seeing her little
boobies. Just in that movie.
Worst hair. Worst hair.
No, I liked that hair.
That hair was awful.
That hair was
That was some
bad.
Serious 80s hair right there.
Jesus. I know. It was awesome.
Serious
it looked
80s.
Like a shag carpet.
I mean, but The Terminator goes without speaking. Everybody knows that movie. Next on my list is The Running Man.
Fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
I love The Running Man.
Richard Dawson. Richard Dawson, yeah.
Having him as the bad guy seemed so revolutionary at the time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you used this great game show host.
Killian.
You
know,
which I know he did. He was acting before.
Only in a rerun. Yeah.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine.
Jesus.
What I got for you here, John, is a contract. You can be a stalker. 3 year in a nice condo, blah, 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 blah. These are on the band list. Everybody does it.
Maria Chiquita Alonso?
Yeah.
My wife, she always forgets her pass.
When they shoot her down there. I like whenever he kills Buzzsaw.
Yeah.
He had to split.
He had to split.
That's just such a cool sci-fi concept for him.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that movie.
Don't feel like we're too far off from it.
I feel like we're pretty close to that actually being a Saturday night.
Japan has shit that's exactly like that.
No, Stephen King wrote it as Richard Bachman.
Oh, he did?
It was a short story, yeah.
No shit, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the guy he played was actually an African-American guy.
Oh.
So Schwarzenegger played it. It was a completely different story. It was just based on a story by Stephen King.
Well, the expansion on that was pretty ideal. That was a great movie.
Mick Fleetwood, you stole my songs.
Whatever. Why don't you be revolutionaries, you dumb fucks? Okay. Predator.
Oh. There's like the countless lines in that one.
You are one ugly motherfucker.
What a cast.
Stick around.
Get to the chopper. My favorite line, though, isn't his.
Who says it?
Jesse Ventura.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Right. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yes.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Predator was good. I mean, all these movies that Jeff and I saw in the fucking movie theater.
Yeah, Predator freaked me out.
Yeah, Predator was good.
Yeah.
And
this was great because we were at a great age. I know you guys are a little older than I am, but it was a great age where you saw shit like that, and it would freak you out, and that would stay with you for days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Predator's another one of those. Like, we talk about you walk into a room, it's on, you sit down, you start watching it. Predator. I think I've seen it. It's been over 100 times, probably.
Here's one from 1982 that I watched on HBO over and over and over again, Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, yes. That was, like, the real first, like, nudie movie that I saw, really. Like, I didn't realize it was that dirty, you know? Like, he, like, raped that chick or something. Like, he was raping the witch or some crap. I remember, but it was
crush
like
your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
You think that shaped your sexual psyche a little bit?
I think it did.
Is that the one with Darth Vader as the evil?
Yeah, and he shoots the snake.
Yep,
snake arrow.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Sequel sucked.
Sequel's terrible.
Sequel is.
I
terrible.
Like Red Sonja better than I like Conan the Destroyer.
1988, Twins.
Twins great. Was good.
I've only seen it once when it came out.
I loved it.
Yeah, Twins is funny. DeVito is funny. I watched it not too long ago.
But I didn't know a quote from it. Who put the quote there?
I'm sure it doesn't hold up.
Who does it? The quote him. I did not.
He does that.
The
yeah.
Pavement was his enemy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's like super nice and doesn't want to fight anybody.
Right. Yeah, he knocks that guy off his bike with a suitcase. He doesn't mean to do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and that's what he says. I didn't do it.
Let's move ahead to 1990, Total Recall. It was always, I really couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on in that movie.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said that because I feel like a dumbass.
I can still watch it today and go, what is going on?
Right.
I still don't get it. But
he signed up for that game or for that experience.
Right.
But it made it like the experience was fucked up.
Right.
And there was a big conspiracy about it. But in the end, as it turned out, that's exactly the experience he had signed up for.
Right. And he shoots Sharon Stone in the head.
Right.
Consider the divorce.
That was a great line.
Yeah.
The Michael Ironsides in that one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was awesome. Because he played a real husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that movie was considered to have some kind of revolutionary effects at the time, too.
Like so what?
There was a scene where the guy's like head splits apart.
Oh, yeah.
Or
the three-titted woman.
Right.
That's get ready for that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, the three-titted woman. And then he says that to the, or whenever she's, what's her face? The one that he picks, the demure, whenever he's asking her what he wants.
Yeah.
The chick when he runs into the bar and she grabs him by his schlong and she says, what you been feeding this thing? And he goes, blondes.
Blondes. Another one from 1990, Kindergarten Cop.
You know what? I think I've never seen that movie.
Oh, yeah, all right. You know, she's gonna watch it with the kids.
Well,
the girls would
it.
Like that.
It's a good movie.
That's, and the girls would like it, I bet you.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You think it'll hold up?
Probably.
Absolutely.
A tumor.
Absolutely.
It's not a tumor.
I've got the headache.
Girls have a penis. Boys have a vagina. I mean.
Yeah, maybe I'll hold off on that one for a few years.
That movie. Let's see. Let's see if I can find one of these that's got a lot of views on it. You remember these from the. From the aughts.
And how may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Good. What's going on?
Well, just taking some orders. So would you like to order for pickup or delivery?
Yes, I'm hungry.
All right. Would that be delivery?
Give me your address there.
I'm sorry?
Give me your address there.
You'd like the address here, so you'd like to go for a pickup?
Yeah.
Okay, we're...
You want names and addresses?
Yeah, so that's not so good. But a lot of them, I like the ones where he calls the Asian whorehouses. Who's your daddy and what does he do?
I'm
Detective
God.
John Kimble. Yeah, you John Kimble. There's a shit ton of these. If you go to YouTube and put in Arnold Schwarzenegger prank call, there's just tons and tons of them. Who's your daddy and what does he do? So that's my awesome tier. Then we move down to suck tier. And I don't have quotes for these because they're suck tier. But you got Red Sonja from 1985.
Red movies.
Yeah.
But they had Eddie Reyes Jr.
And it had Bridget Nielsen, too.
Yeah.
And he was playing like a Conan character, but it wasn't Conan.
I figured you guys would be into it. Wait, this would go back to your 80s hot chick thing, Olivia Diabo.
Olivia Diabo was hot, yeah.
And she was in that.
But Brigitte Nielsen was the opposite of hot.
You never found her hot?
No, I didn't like her hair. That always turned me off.
Yeah.
Even in Cobra?
Nope.
She had a really little mouth or something.
I don't know. I never got into it. I thought she was creepy looking. But, you know, that's me. Conan the Destroyer from 1984. Suck.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Raw Deal. Suck.
Yeah.
I never saw any of those.
Red Heat.
I liked Red Heat.
Why, are you a big Jim Belushi fan?
I kind of was a
you
little
were?
Bit. I didn't.
How could you not love Jim Belushi?
I did not like him. I thought Red Heat was kind of funny.
Yeah.
The whole fish out of water story and whatnot.
The film stars Arnold Schwarzenegger as Moscow narc Ivan Danko and James Belushi as Chicago detective Art Ridzik. So at least he's playing an Armenian. Or a Polak, I don't know. So those are the movies. And then weird tier, we got the Jane Mansfield story from 1980 where he played Mickey Haggerty, father of Mariska Haggerty.
Wow, I've never seen that. Have you seen that?
No, I just saw it. I didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
I had no idea that it existed.
You got Pumping Iron on here?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, earlier than
70s,
that.
Right?
Yeah, it's a 70s movie. It's where you do the coming.
That's right. Is he like, it makes you want to come?
Yeah. So... what is Arnold working on now? Anything?
I don't think he's
doing those commercials for that video game.
Do you think he really plays that?
No, of course not.
I think it's funny though how he.
Hang on. Here he is. He's lifting weights.
I like the pump.
The best feeling you can get in a gym, or the most satisfying feeling you can get in the gym, is the pump. Let's say you train your biceps. Blood is rushing into your muscles, and that's what we call the pump. Your muscles get a really tight feeling, like your skin is going to explode any minute. You know, it's really tight. It's like somebody blowing air into your muscle. It just blows up, and it feels different. It feels fantastic.
It's fantastic.
We're going to pump you up.
Yeah, right? That's what it should lean into.
That music's even creepy. Yeah.
It's I don't a remember sound that music. Like to me as coming is, you know, as having sex with a woman and coming.
Never heard this?
So can you believe how much I am in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night. I mean, it's terrific.
Especially
right?
when my maid is home.
So, you know, I'm in heaven.
Especially when my maid is home. I'm getting the coming with the ugly women and things like this.
And it's the maid from Family Guy.
What?
No.
No.
We just already broke.
I mean, I think he was saying that as he didn't realize that that was a little provocative.
Yeah.
He was just talking like normal. Like,
yeah.
But I'm coming, and he's so young in this video. Yeah.
You don't think he realized it?
I know. I
he's
think
kind
he
of a perv.
The pump.
In America, this is just a normal word that you say, and
the pump.
When you get excited.
That's what I've always thought was funny is how he, you know, he says shit about Trump or whatever, and he's just as big a pussy grabber as Trump.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, without a doubt. So
he'll never be president, though.
But he's not a politician.
But he was a governor. Wait. That's only because he's Austrian.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
So, I mean, we kind of brushed through that pretty quick, but, you know, Arnold rules.
Yeah.
I even like Terminator 3. Now, that's the one that people...
The Rise of the Machines?
Yeah, the one with that weird kid.
Yeah, I don't like him. Nick Stahl.
Yeah.
Monkey Face.
Monkey Face. And also the chick from Homeland. What's her name?
Danes?
Yeah, Claire Danes.
But you didn't watch the last one. I didn't watch it either,
no,
right?
No, Genesis?
Yeah.
It got terrible reviews, but I still want to watch it because I love the Terminator. I give everything the Terminator that they put out a new thing. I give it a chance. The one that they did with, you know, good for you, Christian Bale, sucked.
Yeah, The Salvation.
That was dumb, stupid.
Yeah, when he had his rant.
Matrixy. Yeah.
But good for you. That's great.
Christ, man, would you get out of the way?
You're right.
Christ, man.
The last one had the Khaleesi in it, right?
Yeah. Did anybody see that? Did you see it, Joe?
Yeah, I saw it. It was all right.
It wasn't shitty?
It was pretty shitty, but...
Yeah. Okay.
It was all right, but it was pretty shitty.
It was all right, but it was pretty shitty. You know, you my nipples. All right. So, let's do some staff picks. You want to do some staff picks? My voice hurts too much to do Red Box Troll. We'll do that next week.
Sure I do.
Ira, you got one?
Oh, yeah. On the plane, when I was flying into D.C., they happened to have the screens in the seats. It was a nice brand new plane. It was very nice.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't get dragged out.
It was classy.
That happened to me one time.
They had a bunch of movies on there that were almost like new releases and stuff. But I finally saw that on the plane. I watched that Ron Howard film, that documentary he did on the Beatles.
Yeah, was it good?
Called 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years. Yeah, it was
I wanted
phenomenal.
To see that.
It was,
yeah,
really,
it was really
good. And I'm a big fan of the early Beatles stuff.
Sure, yeah.
You know, when they were, you know, all jacked up on Chuck Berry and the early rock and roll
and Speed.
Stuff. And, yeah. And it went through, it was just done very well. Just went through all that. And what I liked about the found footage, like the performances, he lets them play for a while.
Yeah.
So you'll see like a whole tune. And it's killer footage of them playing. I mean, great performances.
Is it from their concerts?
Yeah.
Okay, because they could hardly hear themselves.
Well, yeah, they did a whole section at Shea Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they said, there was no monitors. There was no in-ear monitors. There's no stage. They were just using the house PA of the baseball stadium.
Jesus.
And it was so, the kids were screaming so loud, they couldn't hear themselves anyway.
Huh.
But they were just dead on. I mean, what a band, man.
What was their last concert? Was Candlestick Park?
I don't know.
I think so.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Well,
the performances in it are just... It was kind of mesmerizing. Like, you've seen a lot of those.
Yeah.
You've seen a footage.
But not whole performances.
But I don't know, man. He was able to just pick and choose these great performances by them that looked great, and it just showed how kick-ass they were, you know. And the interviews were great, you know, them just talking about, and you got John talking about, you know, we're playing in England, and you know, we knew how big we were there. And he's like, we came to America. I didn't realize you guys knew about us, actually. He goes, I thought we were going to be playing these little clubs to, like, nobody.
I thought we'd be playing little places, you know.
We got off the plane, and it was, like, crazy. But, I don't know. It was good. This is the problem. I can't find where you can see it, really. I think it's on Hulu.
It probably hasn't been released to home video yet because it just came out in September. Or no, earlier this year.
Just get out, buy a ticket, fly to D.C.
It's on DVD, though.
And then this happened to Ira.
Can't they rent a car for the pilots and have them drive?
No!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No!
Guys,
my God, what are you doing?
Did you guys hear about this?
No.
I have to go home.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look,
sounds like one of my cousins. What was that?
I have to go home.
There was a United Airlines overbooked a flight, and they offered people money to voluntarily give up their seat.
They did that to us yesterday.
Nobody said yes. They offered more money.
Yeah.
Nobody said yes. Then finally it got around to where they put names in a hat, and they pulled names in the hat, and if they pulled your name, you had to get off the plane. Oh, this guy was a doctor. He didn't want to get off the plane, and they physically removed him, gave him a bloody lip, dragged him down the aisle of the plane, and everybody on the plane is videotaping it and yelling at the cops, "Nice job, assholes!"
Oh my God!
Wow.
And
I didn't know about this.
The guy's been fired. The airline policeman or whatever, right. Been fired or suspended or whatever. But the guy had fucking blood running down his face.
It's crazy.
Oh my God!
They split his lip open. Yeah, and he was just an old dude.
Yeah.
Is it that serious? Jesus.
You know, he didn't want to give up his seat, you know? Like, fuck you. I hope he sues the shit. And he will.
Yeah.
He'll sue them. Some lawyer will get him millions of dollars.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And good. Because it's their fault. They overbooked the fucking flight.
Yeah. Keep offering money till somebody agrees. Or the shit just ain't going to leave. Is what I say. Somebody in there has got a number.
Yeah.
You just didn't reach it yet.
All right. $2,000. Call in sick tomorrow.
Round trip to Hawaii two, three times.
Blowjob from the stewardess.
Okay, sure.
But they offered that to us yesterday when we were coming back here to Atlanta.
What, a blowjob from the stewardess?
Well, that was nice, too. But I was begging my wife. I was like, come on, let's just say, you know, we wouldn't have been able to come back until today.
Oh. Right.
But we had four people. They were offering $800 a person.
Jeez.
Oh,
voucher. We would have been $3,200.
That's a lot.
But she's like, I got this big thing that started tomorrow at work. I'm like, shit.
That is some good plane fare. That gets you somewhere.
I know.
Yeah, that's some California plane fare.
Fuck it, we'll stay with my parents again one more night.
All right, Jeff?
My pick's Better Call Saul starts tonight, Monday.
Yay, I'm so excited.
I know, me too.
Season 3.
Yeah, me too.
And also, coming up on the 14th, you can start watching the new Mystery Science Theater 3000 with Jonah Ray on Netflix.
With who?
Buttholes. Yeah, they tricked you. They put the thing up there, but it was just a trailer. I thought it was already in there.
No.
What, on Netflix?
14th. Yeah.
Yeah, I went to watch an episode, and it was Joel.
But it's, it's new,
which I love
new
Joel,
new episodes
but
of the old ones.
It was Mike Nelson.
Oh, right.
Not Joel.
Yeah.
But the Jonah Ray, the new one, started on the 14th.
You think Jonah's going to do a good job?
Yeah, I think he's a pretty funny dude.
I liked him on The Meltdown.
And Patton Oswalt's involved. And
oh, that'll be funny then.
Yeah.
My pick is this new show that's on IFC on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock called Brockmeyer. I love this show. I thought it was hilarious. I watched both of the first episodes, and Hank Azaria plays this old washed-up like baseball sportscaster. At the beginning of the show, you see how his it's kind of like how Eastbound and Down, where you watch Kenny's descent very quickly at the beginning of that series.
Right.
And he gets picked up, flash forward 6-7 years, and Amanda Peet, she has bought her local baseball team in this shit town that she lives in that's falling apart.
What is it, a minor league team?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a minor league team, and it's a piece of crap town where like half the people have moved away. So she gets him to come there, and he does not realize, because he never goes on the internet, he doesn't have anything to do with it, he's a big, huge YouTube celebrity. His meltdown that he had in the studio during this game years ago when he had caught his wife cheating on him. It's very funny, shit that he says or whatever. But so anyway, it's him, and she convinces him to come there, and he takes the job, and the team that she has, talk about ragtag, like three of the players are huge, and part of their scheme is that they get hit with the ball, so they get all get on base, and then they get one player who can bat them in. So that's like, it's not like there's some great team, but they have all these little schemes and shit is how they start winning. But anyway, Hank Azaria is hilarious. Amanda Peet's very good, and the writing's great, and it's a great show. Brockmire, Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock.
I will check
IFC.
It out.
Yeah.
I will check it out. My pick is not a new thing at all, but it is called, well, the name of the band is Austrian Death Machine, and they just take quotes from Arnold Schwarzenegger movies and make metal.
Get to the chopper! Fucking great, man.
This is Get to the Chopper. There's one called If It Bleeds, We Can Kill It. Here's one called
I Am a War Machine.
I Am a Cybernetic Organism, Living Tissue, Over Endoskeleton.
Oh, this was my wedding song.
come with me if you want to live.
Yeah, that was our prom theme.
Was it? So, you know, pretty much all the songs sound the same.
But is there any real vocals? But it's just all clips of him? Oh, okay. Yeah, there is a real vocal.
So it's called Austrian Death Machine. These songs are old. I think they're from 2008 or 9, maybe 2010. They're not really a touring band at all, but you can find all the songs on your various streaming sites. They're on Spotify. Sweet. They're on iTunes. You can also find them on YouTube. If you
get to the chopper.
Don't want
to
give them any money. Get to the chopper. So that's my pick. It's fun listening, you know, if you're into that kind of music.
Oh, that's good.
And pop culture-y stuff.
You're going to Fat Matt's Ira?
Oh, tonight? Yeah. You guys are going to come with me?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come have a rib. One rib.
I got to go home.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, though, the bridge collapses right near there.
Yes, I know.
And they have been dead, but they've been hurting a little bit.
I can imagine.
You know, I'm good friends with Matt, and I know a lot of people that work there, and I play there. And so I wanted to tell the radios, please go support that place. Go there for lunch. You know?
Yeah.
It's good food.
It's easy. Go there at night. Just they're hurting a little bit, and I guess they will be for a few months.
The bridge is supposed to be done in June, right?
In June.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Clark Howard from WSB Radio thinks it'll be finished by Memorial Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you putting incentives out there?
Huh?
Are they putting, like, incentives out there? Is that what it is? Or
not
are they
incentives.
Just...
They're working 24 hours.
Yeah.
If you see, they've already got the bridge is cut, and they have... all the stuff cleared away. They'll have it done. Yeah. They're working nonstop.
Why are they bothering prosecuting this old crackhead?
I know.
Somebody's got to take the blame.
Well, put him in a mental institution, obviously. I mean, what's the fucking point of putting him in jail?
I don't know.
He's crazy.
He put all that shit under there that would catch on fire?
Thank you.
No.
Right. Exactly.
Did you see the picture of him next to Cassie
Reed? Yeah.
It said inside job.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was funny.
They also found that hidden...
Skate park. That's cool.
That I know people who knew about that we were just talking about it a month and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah, before this whole thing started. This,
oh, really?
We were talking about
all these people are like, fuck.
Yeah. They might keep it, though, because so many people use it. Oh. All right, so help out Fat Matt's. Thanks again to last week to
Billy Atchison
from Banjo Cold Brew, Banjo Coffee in Avondale Estates. And you can hear me Monday through Friday on WSB from 11 to 12. It's the Von Hessler Doctrine. We're on air on 95.5 FM and AM 750. And then from 12 o'clock to 1, we do a little thing called the Digital Doctrine. It's broadcast live on Facebook. And then we bundle them together at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can get both together. That's my shit. Anybody else got anything they want to say?
Autumn was doing her Hillary today. I was cracking
me up. Autumn's Hillary is spot on.
Yeah, it's good.
Steph?
No, I don't have anything.
Fur kids?
Oh, yeah, adopt.
Oh, you know, I want to go to that. We should try to go over here where I'm going to go by myself probably, but it's the Java Cats over near Grant Park.
Oh, I heard about that place.
Cat Cafe,
yeah. You go in, you get coffee, and then there's another room, and there's just nothing but cats in it.
That's cool.
And they're getting so many visitors that they're getting like an adoption every day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
no, wow. Seriously, adopt. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to sound so lackadaisical. I just haven't been able to do anything for a minute. So, but yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. We're glad you're feeling better, Steph.
Yeah, Steph. Thank you very much. And Ira, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, man, you're more than welcome. Special guest, Ira. But you
get
your shit straightened out.
I ain't gonna.
We need Steph every week.
I was glad. And thank everybody that said such cool stuff to me online and Twitter and stuff like that. You guys are so awesome. And the radios, our radios are the shit. They really
are. The fucking best.
So thank you guys so much. And what about the Patreons? Is that in a recording now?
It's got a recorded thing now.
Damn.
I recorded it.
So what's happened? All these changes.
Changes. All right, we'll be back next week. I think the Redbox troll will be back. Maybe.
No, I look forward
good
to
for
it.
Him.
Good for him. Oh, and we're going to have some hats. Look on our Facebook
page.
Oh,
yeah, that looks good, yeah, man.
Those hats look sweet.
Trucker hats and some Euro flat build.
What?
You'll see them.
Like those hats that Tim and Eric wear on the.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah. I
look like a commie.
I'll get one. So stay tuned for all that, and until next week, please remember to
keep it catted.
Hey, it's Tim here, and I want to say thank you to all of our Patreon patrons. You can find our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/TimAndrews. Thanks to Zach Pittman, JB, Beth Van Elswick, Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Wendy Muller, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Matt Tenaglia, Amber Gilpatrick, Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, Jose Perales, and our good buddy Trent. Listen, we can't do this show without you, so we want to thank you very, 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 very much for donating what you donate to us. It helps keep things going. So really appreciate it. Thank you. You guys are the true producers of the Radio Labyrinth podcast.
Two Faces Radio.